Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's good? What's good? We back.
We back. Huh? Again.
Yeah. People showing us
love. We're going to be pumping it out, though.
We have to, bro. We got to step it up a little bit. You know what I mean? It's becoming fun.
We got a lot of
content. First,
when
I thought we were going to do the podcast show, I was a little against it.
Yeah.
When you came with the idea. Shout out to Chef.
Chef Hattie.
Chef Hattie once again. Congratulations on his marriage.
Ooh,
congratulations, Chef Hattie, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So he put us together, man. So what's new? What's new, bro?
No, nothing much. Oh, but again, before we start,
gotta shout out the
sponsors.
Can't Skate Manscaped.
Can't Skate Manscaped. Shout out to Manscaped. Make sure if you purchase anything going on Manscaped, make sure you use the promotion code.
And what's
Mutu-Q.
That? Mutu-Q.
It's right there on your shirt.
And what they get?
Yeah, look at that.
What they get if they promote?
You get 20% off.
20% off.
The additional price, additional 20% off. If you use a code, Mutu-Q, so make sure you do that.
Can't Escape Manscaped. Actually, I've been using it. I'm kind of like,
it's good, right?
Yeah, it's good. I've been using Manscaped, man.
They don't cut your skin.
It's good. Can't Escape Manscaped.
Yeah,
tell them we gotta trademark that.
It's the Rolex of men's grooming.
Real talk, bro.
Yeah.
And what else is new,
man? And a shout out to Object for the Object Bear, the Mutu-Q Bear. You know, they personalize that.
I keep ready to elbow this thing, though.
Yeah, nah.
But shout out to him.
That's because, you still have that hood mentality.
Yeah, I keep saying this. It's a black man staring at me, man. I'm getting a black midget staring at me. Black.
Yep. And then, of course, we got the hot kicks. We got the hot kicks.
Shout out to Streetwear.
Streetwear plug.
Streetwear plugs, man.
And our food sponsor, Don Rubens.
Say Don Rubens, bro. I need some Don Rubens right now, bro.
I could so eat a carne asada
taco
right now.
Bro, why you bring no tacos with you, bro? You be fronting, man.
No, we're going to do that. So
we got to go.
The YouTuber you eat on camera is called mukbang.
Say it again?
Mukbang.
Mukbang.
That's actually Korean.
Okay.
And it's like, if you go to YouTube and you hit up and you just type in mukbang, it's just people are just eating.
I see a lot of like Koreans or Asians just be eating noodles and they be having millions of views.
Yeah, we're gonna do an episode of that.
So we're gonna try that.
Don Rubens.
Tell me about this because I need you. Like I said earlier, you know all the trends.
When we kind of did a mukbang.
Why you don't come up with the title? I said, man, I leave that with Q. Q know all the trends. Like this, bro. What is it called again?
Mukbang.
Mukbang. And they just get on video.
And they just eat.
And they get millions of followers.
We kind of did it in episode one when we did the Chef Hattie thing. And we're cooking and we remember
we was talking. These people don't talk.
No, they don't talk. They just eat. Like when they're eating the ramen, they'll slurp like...
When they be having you ready to go get top ramen.
Million views, you know what I mean?
I'm about to try that, man.
Just eating.
I'm going to do it with kapsa, though. I'm going to get some Saudi dish and just not talk.
No, we got the Korean kapsa.
The Korean kapsa, bro. That's coming. So we're going to try one of the mukbang.
We're going to have a mukbang episode, you know?
We got to, bro.
That's all I'm going to say about future episodes because it's all going to be a surprise. We're going to hit you out once and boom.
And Don Rubin, we look forward to. Yeah, I look forward to that episode.
Shout out to Don Rubin.
Shout out to Don Rubens.
Yeah.
And what else is new, man? You know what I mean? Like I said, you know all the new trends. You know what's hot. You know the news.
Absolutely. But the one thing I forgot to say.
Yes.
And I've been wanting to say this since we started this podcast, and I always forget. Make sure you follow us on Instagram.
For sure.
Muta you know his Instagram. It's right here.
Muta Bill.
You got Q. You know my Instagram. You got the podcast Instagram too. Along with Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, everything.
you kind of active on TikTok though. I kind of be coming across your.
Because of the Afia Mafia.
They got you active now.
Yeah.
Me, I don't pay attention to like I'm probably the weirdest dude on social media because even
you post it and then you don't even look.
I don't like to hear myself talk.
Yeah.
So whenever I post something, I don't go back to it. So on TikTok, I just post something and disappear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not even active on it.
I'm actually starting to get...
Abdur-Rahman tried to give me some pointers, though. Yeah. He did say, but you need to do this, you need to do that. I just don't have it in me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I go through phases. I have 1 week where I post two or three, and then I don't open my TikTok app for like a month. Then I go back, I post, I disappear.
My daughter was talking smack about that. I told her, I'm going to start doing TikTok. She's like, Dad, you're almost 50. You can't be doing
TikTok.
Don't
do that, bro. I think Snoop
and then
Dogg.
Now she's angry because I got more followers and more views than her. So she's like, oh, what the heck?
The uncles are taking, the father's taking over,
right?
Bro.
Shoot. That's what happened with the Afias.
Yeah, Abdur-Rahman took over.
Yeah.
It was his kids that he became, he took over. We got to get Abdur-Rahman on here, bro.
Absolutely. When he comes back to Riyadh,
when he comes back to visiting, Miata, we're gonna have him on.
We're trying to get him on
because he gave me some pointers on TikTok, but I can't do it, bro. I can't do no acting and all that, bro.
But Abdurrahman, he also has good pointers on how to be a good leader in the workplace.
For sure. You know, he has his niche. He talk about that's business. Niche, yeah. He talk about leadership. So we're gonna get him on to talk about that.
Absolutely.
He don't really do too many, but you do the TikTok skits, bro. I'll be laughing, bro.
Oh yeah, my skits.
I kind of agree with your daughter, man. You too old for that, bro.
But they're funny though.
Yeah, they funny. They be having
some of them might be hot.
Nah, they funny. They funny.
Some of them might be hot. And I try not to use ones with cuss words or
true,
but some of them, they're so funny. You gotta
keep, once again, when you keep dropping haram halal, I'm gonna always remind you.
Well, I do it out of respect. When you gonna become Muslim, bro? I do it out of respect to you.
Now you're a respectful person. Yeah. You was raised right, bro.
Yeah, I try.
I can't look at you and say who raised you. You was your mom's and pops, especially your mother. She did a good job.
Yeah. You probably think my dad's Kim Jong-un or something.
I still think he's your uncle, though. I'm sure we do a DNA. You ever did the ancestry? I'm scared. You never did the DNA?
I'm scared, too.
Because that might be you. Only going to be North or South Korea.
That might be true. That's why I'm scared.
But you know what's funny? When I took mine, you know, I took my ancestry.com.
So you're everything.
I'm everything.
You're everything.
But I knew it. You know, before I took it, I kind of... This is why I was happy that it came by legit, because I would have said they scammed me. Of course... African Americans or Black Americans, we're not like, I told a friend recently, we're not like the Blacks you say in European.
Yeah.
Like when you go to France or go to Europe, the Blacks in Europe or France, they would say, you ask them where they from, they're going to say, well, my mother's from, or my mother's and father's from Senegal. Mm-hmm. My mother and father's from Mali. My parents are from Morocco, especially in France.
Yeah.
African American, our situation is a little more different because, for example, my family go back 400 years in the USA. Mm-hmm. So when you come to Saudi, like Saudis always ask, but where your grandfather from? And I say, America. Where's your great-grandfather from? America. Where his father from? America. They don't know. I said, bro, we go back 400 years because of our history.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know my grandfather, great-grandfather was a Cherokee Indian. My grandmother that raised me, my father's mother, was a Cherokee Indian. She had the certificate and everything from the U.S. government. So if I had enough time, I can go research, get that they call it Indian scrolls.
Yeah.
Where my grandmother was on it, the U.S. government would be owing me some land, bro.
And money.
And some money. I just don't got time for doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
we like cocktails. We mix with a little bit of everything. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
So take yours, bro. It's going to be north or south. You might just have more north in you.
I might just have to do that now.
Even though these don't matter. You know, at the end of the day, God doesn't judge us what blood we have in us, what country we come from. None of these things really matter. Absolutely. But it's good to know some history. You know what I mean? Yeah. So what else is new, bro?
Yeah, so make sure you follow us on all those social medias.
Yeah, follow us on all that. All of them.
You'll know what he's talking about. When you follow us, you'll know what he's talking about.
For sure.
Show us some love. Now, seriously, our podcast Instagram is still, it's like stagnant when it comes to followers. We get the views and the likes and the engagements.
Because we ain't paying for fake followers. I put up a post today. I put up a post today early on my Instagram. I was joking because I keep getting these spam DMs.
I know what you're talking about. No.
Buy 1,000
comments.
Followers. Buy 1,000
lists.
Bro.
Dude, they got my WhatsApp number. They be sending me now on WhatsApp.
Are dudes really paying for fake followers and subscribers? On Instagram?
I'm going to be honest.
Be honest, bro. Okay. I need to know.
When I first started off in Hollywood, I was nobody.
Yes.
I only had like 100 followers.
Yes.
So the first
10,000
followers on my Instagram were paid for.
So you did do it.
I did do it.
I always wanted to meet one person who paid for the Instagram.
In the beginning. The first 10,000 followers, because nobody.
What year was this?
This is back in 2014 when I started my Instagram.
So I give you a pass, bro.
Right.
That was new.
2014. And not only that, I was new in Hollywood.
So I just got
out of the military and I went back to LA. And I decided I want to work in Hollywood.
Yes.
And fashion and all that.
Yes.
So starting off, I only had like 100 followers or whatever.
Yes, yes.
And those were probably like people I was stationed with and my family. So I initially had to buy the first 10,000 followers.
Now, here's how you find out. I can't believe my co-host bought fake followers.
In the beginning, because when I meet people in the industry, like at
So how you can tell where they have fake followers?
So the way you could tell is, you could have like, okay, so in Instagram, the way the algorithm works, whatever amount of followers you have, you should at least get 1 to 10% of engagements.
True, 10% being the best.
Like
10%, amazing. So if you have 100,000, it should be at least 10,000 likes. But that's not necessarily because Instagram hit me with a 90-day restriction, bro.
Yeah.
Instagram is very biased. They hit me with a 90-day restriction. My restriction's been up supposed to have been up like 2 or 3 months, about a month ago. But I noticed my engagement is still low.
Yeah.
And I believe I got to get my algorithms back up.
Yeah.
Because I'm noticing, I'm like, man, they removed the restriction. Instagram is biased, bro. And you know, a lot of people have been complaining about.
Lately, yeah.
Lately, if you say certain things, you talk about certain people, you talk about certain things. Not even, I'm not talking
bullying.
About negative.
It's cyberbullying too?
No, like this lady, I think her name, one of these models I read on Yahoo, it was a Palestinian lady or model, whatever, Hadid or something. And she mentioned, may Allah guide her to what's best for her. She mentioned that whenever she mentioned the word Palestine in her story, all of a sudden it goes, she used to get millions of views in a story, but whenever she mentioned Palestine, it dropped down to a couple hundred thousand. So she said this whole thing about shadow ban when Instagram says...
Oh, that's big right now. Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's true, but Instagram said they don't have a shadow ban. They hit me with it, bro. Now they even when my brother come and joke, I don't even joke back with him. I just put emoji laugh because I don't want to get in
the shadow ban. Because
they start saying I'm online bullying.
Yeah.
So I'm just shutting my mouth. I mean? I'm just posting. I'm staying away from politics. I'm staying away from joking. Yeah. I'm just posting, bro.
Absolutely. So that's
don't buy no more followers, bro.
No.
I can't have a co-host.
No, like I said, it was the first 10,000. Because when you went to events, I remember, this is the reason I did this. Yes. I'm trying to get my talent management company up.
Okay, okay.
It's brand new.
Yes.
And I'm starting in the game late, you know?
Yes.
Most people who's like...
They did it for... They had some...
They've been in the game for 10 years and they just got to that level. Me, I just started and I'm straight out of the military, so nobody knows who the hell I am.
Yes.
So I remember I went to an event and I was like, oh yeah, you know, here's my Instagram, follow me. They never follow. 100 followers. Okay, I'm not going to follow. So someone told me, once you get 10,000, people will automatically start following you.
Crazy. Did you ever believe that we will reach this part of stage of our lives that everything is about followers now?
Yeah.
I would have never believed this. You know what I mean? That you have social media celebrities that are bigger than so-called entertainers, like basketball players, football players. Social media was a whole, it brought people out that you never knew. It made a whole type of celebrity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you got people where you saying, you walking, they be down the street walking and everybody taking a picture. You say, who is that person? They say he's a TikTok star. I would have never thought we would live to see something like this.
Bro. Right?
You know what I mean?
But that's the new generation. That's
a new
technology.
Generation.
So
technology,
now,
bro.
Right now, it's a digital world.
It's a digital world. It's hard for me to understand that. You know, my Instagram was, when I first moved to Saudi Arabia, when I first opened Instagram, my Instagram was locked. It was private. I would never open it until my neighbor, Fahad Al-Otaibi. Shout out to Fahad Al-Otaibi.
Shout out to my neighbor.
He was telling me, he was like, why is your Instagram private and you trying to do business? And I kept saying, no, I don't want to, you know, and I want to be private. And he kept telling me, my Saudi neighbor. He's like, bro, how do you expect, one, people to know that you left America, moved to Saudi Arabia? Two, how do you expect people to know your business? Three, don't you want people to even know where Napoleon is, or you want to show the positive side of your life?
Or who Mutai is now.
Or who Mutai. So he the one who, shout out to Fahad, because he the one that forced me to put my Instagram on public.
Yeah, and looking at it now.
You know, so shout out to Fahad.
And that's honestly, that's the reason why I can't get the verified check.
Why?
If you had any fake followers,
okay,
you cannot get your Instagram. The way you tell is,
yes.
Like I said, 1 to 10% is good. Your
1 to 10% is good.
Your
but if you got millions and you only getting 200 likes, something is up.
You pay for your millions. that's how you find out.
But now I get why. Now it makes sense why you did it, because you were trying to get yourself.
But that was it. That was
you were trying to get your foot in the door, and you realized that if you have to have. But
at least 10K.
I really don't understand nobody else. Yeah. I couldn't do it, bro. I can't look at myself in the mirror. I just can't do that.
I can't do fake followers
or fake subscribers.
At the time,
you know what I mean?
I needed to get my name up quick,
point,
so I had to do it, you know?
You had to do it for you.
I regret it, but in a way, I don't.
And that was 2014.
That got me to where I am
now. No, you did what you had to do. So now it makes sense, because I always wanted to speak to an Instagram person who paid for fake followers.
Yeah.
What could be the name for you?
Huh?
We got to come up with a name for these group of people. No, I always wanted fake-a-gram. To know why they do it. Fake-a-gram. Why you had to do the fake-a-gram?
Nah, man. Like
but it makes sense why you said it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But for me, I just can't do it.
And then eventually they fall off.
They eventually fall off. Yeah, yeah. So eventually,
that's how you know is their engagement.
For sure, their engagement. You know? Yeah.
Like
but Instagram is, you know,
for
what I mean?
A while.
Yes.
My
yes.
engagements were really good. They're like almost 100%.
When you had the fake followers.
No. This is after.
After.
Way after. No, when I have 10,000
because they followers. Fake followers. How they gonna engage?
What's funny? The 10,000 followers, I'll post something and I get like 2 likes.
That's the funny part, bro.
Yeah, but now, like, I remember in 2000.
Now you
like,
got 100,000 over 100,000 followers.
160, yeah.
116.
Yeah,
160. Hundreds. Yeah. Wow. Amazing.
But I'm not posting a lot lately.
And you're not even posting. Like, I noticed some of your posts be a year.
No, old. It was even more. Like the last. Before I started posting when I met you,
yes.
Is when I started posting again.
Yeah, because I realized, and I see my son Salik following. I'm like, man, who is this dude? You
know what I mean? Didn't even know either.
Yeah, I think I might have called Salik and said, how you following this dude? He's in Saudi Arabia, bro. How you following this
I got
dude?
Big in LA, though, for a minute.
Yeah,
for
LA
a minute,
big, I got big in LA.
Yeah, I got out there for a minute.
So what else is new, though, bro?
No, so speaking of, you know, followers and all that.
Yes.
I know you don't, you know, but... Okay, so what I'm trying to say is, hold on. You know Sway in the Morning?
Of course, Sway Show. Sway, my man. Sway from the Bay
Area. Shade 45. That's Sway Eminem's from the channel. Bay. I don't want to mention Eminem on the everything, but that is his channel.
Bro. I think Eminem is paying you to mention his name.
And, every show. I wish. That's a lot of money. But no, Sway in the Morning, there was a freestyle.
Okay.
And you know, I got to represent my people. It was he was originally K-pop.
Okay.
Like BTS, one of the BTS then.
Yes.
But he's more hip hop, right? So he got out of that group.
So he's a Korean guy.
Yeah, he's Korean. And he got signed by Roc Nation, Jay-Z's.
Okay, label.
So he went from K-pop to Roc Nation.
Okay, so this
so is they had him on the show on Sway in the Morning. And he did a freestyle rap. Mm-hmm. Now his freestyle was real stuff. Mm. Like not about, I get women, I
he's
get money.
He's a Korean American.
Yeah. He's talking about like real situations like about followers, like these rappers are wishing for followers.
Yes,
but I'm wishing for health for my family. You know,
he have a positive.
People
message.
Will die for the internet, lie for the internet. You know, like, and that's what's going on. That's exactly what you're talking about. So when that hit me, I was like, okay, reminds me of Jay Park.
We would never thought that actually hit. Even rappers. You know, also there was
I'll send you his lyrics though.
I put up a video about that. You know, there was two young rappers. You know him, of course, more than me. NBA YoungBoy and Lil Durk.
Oh yeah.
I put this video. They're beefing. Up. They beefing. You know, I speak with Lil Durk's father every once in a while. He's Muslim.
I think one of them's Muslim. Or
both of them. Muslim.
Oh, they both are. Okay,
so they both are Muslim. So I don't really know. I don't really know the origin of their beef. You know what I mean? But we do know nowadays a lot of beef is getting out of control where rappers are dying left and right. And nobody really speaking about it. You know what I mean? So Lil Durk's father, I think he just came home after 30 years in prison or something like that. He's a Muslim. Lil Durk is a Muslim. NBA YoungBoy is a Muslim. So I put out this message where I was trying to explain to them that not this message is not only for Muslims. This message is for the youth in general in America. That I'm surprised that more people not doing it. Where's the so-called OGs in the music industry? Mm-hmm. Why are they not reaching out to these youngsters? Like, they letting these youngsters... diss each other and end up killing each other because now we see how many rappers are dying.
Yes.
Right? So I'm shocked that where's these so-called OG rappers? Why nobody is grabbing these kids by the hand and say, don't do
before,
it.
Before it de-escalates, before, right?
Yes, I'm surprised about that. Yeah. Bro. You got these rappers, like you got OG rappers still in the game that know better, that survived the era of Tupac and Biggie, the East Coast, West Coast war. We've seen what happened when these rappers beef with each other. I'm shocked that none of these people not reaching out to these. So it just became like the rap industry, everybody just became selfish.
What is.
Are they waiting for somebody to die so they can put up the Instagram post, RIP, I love you, I used to listen to the music. Why they don't take responsibility? Why they not responsible?
There's enough that
now?
Already died.
I'm shocked, bro.
Triple X, Tenacious died.
Yes.
Nipsey Hussle.
All this. But most of these people died, of course, because of, you know, robberies or gang. But now they're seeing these two rappers beefing with each other. What do they think going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? One from Chicago, one from New Orleans. Who going to step up? Especially, I'm not in the industry. And if I was in the industry or around these people, I'd be sitting them down. But for those who are in the music industry, you got these so-called OGs, Snoop. He called himself Uncle Snoop. You got OGs that people respect. They respect Snoop.
Yeah.
They respect Nas. You know what I mean?
They respect 50.
They respect who else is in who?
Dr. Dre, Ice Cube.
These are OGs. These are legends that if they reach out to these youngsters, I believe they will listen to them.
Jada Kiss, you got so many OGs that I hope.
I hope they reach out to these kids.
They need to.
You know
they need to be like, yo, Youngblood.
Chill out.
What are you trying to do?
For real, bro. So I guess, so that's what I've been going through last week, paying attention to that. You know what I mean?
No, I feel you.
But I hope they sit down, they make it happen. They got to, bro. If they listen and come to Saudi Arabia, maybe go to Mecca together. Go to Umrah together. You know, you Muslim. And also, no Muslim is perfect, but let's show a good behavior of Islam.
Yeah.
You can't say that you're Muslim, you get Allah tattooed on you, and then not, next thing you know, you're talking about killing each other.
Or you end up killing each other.
You end up killing each other. It's not a good representation.
Don't add fuel to the fire, you know? Like,
don't do it, bro. So what else is new, bro?
Nah. Big ups to, as much as I don't like him as a basketball player.
You must be talking about LeBron.
LeBron, dude. First billionaire.
First NBA billionaire. I like LeBron personally.
First billionaire to make money off of the NBA. Not endorsements NBA. Or anything like that, but like, being in the NBA.
But he also has businesses, right? If I'm not mistaken, he has like the pizza joint that was out here in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, Blaze.
Blaze Pizza.
Blaze.
I'm sure he invested. You know, one thing I like about LeBron James, bro.
But he also gives to the community, though.
He gave a lot to the community. But one thing I like about him, because you don't hear no dirt on him. He's still with his wife that he met in high school. Mm-hmm. He's still raising his kids together. I like to hear these type of successful stories, bro.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Because in Hollywood, even with especially in the movie scene, the actors.
Yes.
You always see that.
You never really see.
Oh, they're divorced now because they're getting divorced because he cheated on her, or she cheated on him, or whatever.
So he has a clean record from what we see.
Yeah,
a lot guy
in his family life.
You know what I mean? As a person, he's a good representation of what as a sports figure. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke from what he shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I kind of
same
like
with Kobe Bryant. He's been with the same wife until he passed away.
Ice Cube. These people don't get a lot of props like Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg. These people have been married to their wives for 20, 30 years.
And it's the same woman.
Jay-Z, all these people. I like to see that people showing a family structure, because America, unfortunately, we don't really see people that you can look up to. I don't look up to these dudes because, you know, not in a mean way, not in a disrespectful way.
But you're doing
like
it yourself anyways.
Man, like guide them, but I mean, I respect them for what they're doing. So when you see these kids who are looking up to them, at least they're showing a positive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're showing some positivity.
Yeah.
And as far as family structure, I mean, you know what I mean? So I like that.
But LeBron's doing a lot of things, and I hate to admit it, but he just produced a movie on Netflix.
Why you hate to admit it, bro?
Because I don't like LeBron, you know?
As a basketball player.
As a basketball player.
Yes.
As a person, that's a different story. Yeah, player, when it comes to this right here, The Rock.
You don't like him?
Yeah, when it comes to playing with The Rock, you know, I don't
you don't
like
deal
that.
With him. So what about the movie?
There's a movie called The Hustle, or Hustle. It's just called Hustle, not The Hustle, Hustle.
Yes.
And it's starring Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, I like Adam Sandler.
Dr. J's in it. And my homegirl, my favorite actress, Queen Latifah plays Adam Sandler's wife.
Okay.
In there.
You know, I grew up, I knew Queen Latifah since
she's a Jersey girl.
Yeah, I know. She knew my family. I know her mother. That's like family.
And not only is she a Jersey girl, she's an Irvington.
She's from Irvington, yes. Yeah. Shout out to Queen Latifah.
Shout out to Queen.
So she's in the movie. So
yeah,
and what is it about?
He was a college ball player. He made one bad life choice.
Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He saved his best friend, who was also a basketball player and actually went to the NBA. Now he's a scout in the movie.
Now it makes sense. Hold on. Because, you know, I'll be out of it. I seen a meme. The Sixers are playing, right?
Yeah. Well,
is it about the 76ers?
He's a scout.
Because I seen a meme. Because the Sixers are really playing right now. And I seen a meme where they said the only one who could save the Sixers is Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I didn't know what they mean
now
by
now you
this.
Know, because the movie.
So no, go ahead, bro.
Oh, man. I just watched it for the first time 3 days ago. And
what is it about? Tell me. Finish. Sorry.
So,
I cut you off. Sorry.
No. It's all good.
Yes.
Because now you get it now.
Now I get the meme. Yeah. I'm like, what the?
Because they're everywhere right now. That movie's big right now.
Okay.
So he plays he's a talent scout for the 76ers, but he's trying to be assistant coach.
Okay.
You know, his passion is about coaching.
Yes.
And so they send them overseas to look for, you know, prospects.
Some talent, yes.
He finds his diamond in the rough.
Mm.
You know, like,
what
he wasn't even
overseas?
Playing for, like, any leagues.
What country
he
went to in Europe?
Spain,
okay.
He ended up in Spain.
Yes.
He got so frustrated about these talents that are playing in leagues and all that.
Yes.
That he was like, look, just show me the local basketball court. I just want to go shoot some hoops. Like, to just, you know, release some stress.
Yeah.
There was a big game going on. And that's where he found this guy, right?
Wow.
This guy who plays Bo Cruz. That's the name of the character.
Yes.
But he's actually a basketball player in the NBA.
In real life. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of them are. And like, yeah, it's full casted with
basketball players.
Not Steph Curry, his brother.
Yes, yes. The other
his brother's
one.
Yes. In there.
Wow.
Dr. J's in there. Like,
Dr. J is a legend, bro.
Yeah. You got a lot of big basketball players.
No, Philadelphia 76ers. The Celtics is, 76ers, is they in the playoffs now?
No, it's Celtics.
Celtics in the playoffs. So it's about the Boston Celtics, I believe.
No, it's about Philadelphia Sixers.
Philadelphia Sixers. Okay.
And so the Sixers, the owner of the Sixers doesn't want him, because he's a nobody. And honestly, I think it's because he just doesn't like Adam Sandler. Because his father, who used to own the team, loved Adam Sandler.
And now the new guy.
He was butthurt about it,
Yeah, yeah.
So now his vendetta is, I'm going to ruin something. So he ends up coaching this guy. He brings him over. He's paying for everything. Him and Queen Latifah.
They bring him to the States.
Are paying for everything for him.
They believe
so he could get into the combine. Yes. Oh yeah, Shaq and Charles Barkley, they're all in it. Yeah.
Wow, Shaq.
Yeah.
These are all legends. Shout out to Shaq. You see the stuff he's doing, but you see what Shaq doing behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't think that there's a store that Shaq went into
and he pays for people.
He paid for their kids. He paid for the he really doing a lot. He really giving back.
I saw this one thing. I don't know if it was on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or whatever. I think he was in Walmart.
He sees his
little kid. And he's like, what are you doing here? Are you with your mom? And he was like looking at bicycles or something like that. He's like, you want a bike? Why don't you ask your mom? He's like, she can't afford it. She's doing the best she can. And he's like, all right, which bike do you like? Go pick it out. Tell your mom I'm buying you a bike.
Yeah, Shaq, man.
Like, out of nowhere.
Shaq. Yeah, Shaq doing a lot. You know what I mean? I spoke to him about 2-3 months ago. I ain't tell you.
Oh, nah.
I get a call. We have one of the homies.
We're boys.
No, because it was unexpected. You know, the brother Raheem. Shout out to Raheem. He's a business partner with Shaq.
That was the same time. Yeah, you were. I remember this. You told me you were talking to Wyclef.
I was talking to Supreme C, he told me Wyclef was coming.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he ended up coming to.
He didn't come.
But so I get this call. I was in MW Cafe about 2-3 months ago. The brother Raheem was like, somebody want to speak to you. And he put it over. It was Shaq.
Which Raheem?
Raheem. Raheem is an Afghani. He's an Afghani American brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Business partner with Shaq.
I thought you meant Raheem
is his
name. One we know here. Okay,
Raheem. Go ahead. So he get the My phone bad. And all of a sudden it caught me off guard. It was Shaq. In his deep voice, Salaam alaikum, brother. They said, where you at? He's like, where you at? I was like, I'm in Saudi Arabia. He said, okay, be safe. You know, Shaq, he gets straight to the point, bro.
Yeah.
We need to get Shaq. Though. We got to try to get Shaq on the show.
Shout out to Shaq.
Shout out to Raheem.
Let's go.
We're going to try to get Shaq on the show.
Come on,
because what he's doing is big. I like what he's doing. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then he was like, okay, peace, brother. And I was like, all right, peace, brother.
No, he's a very generous person, you know?
Like, he's very generous, man.
And he's humble.
He said, you know, God gave me, I'm giving back to the people.
Oh, and you know, one thing that I really respect about Shaq.
Yeah.
He could have made a shoe deal with like Nike or Adidas, you know, to make it big and all that.
He did.
He decided to sell it in Walmart so everybody could buy his shoes.
But he's smart, though. Also, he made a lot of good money.
Yeah, he didn't make a killing.
He was smart. Yeah, he made his own.
He put that back into the community.
He do a lot of good work, man. We might got to try to get him on a podcast show, man. I'm going to hit up his business partner, Raheem, and see what we can do because we like to spread positivity. He's doing a lot of positive things.
He's actually pretty funny, too. He's hilarious, bro. And the fact that he's
that
big.
I seen a video the other day. He was giving out free pictures, so a pizza.
Yeah.
So he was walking down the street and his little girl.
Yeah.
She was like, you Michael Jordan? He said, no, I'm better than Michael Jordan. Because I'm giving out free pizza.
Shout out to Shaq, man.
He doing good.
No, but that movie, The Hustle, you got Hustle.
I'm
going to check it out.
And you said you watched it multiple times. That means it must be good.
I saw it 3 days ago
for the first time. Did you cry?
Huh?
Did you cry?
No, it's not even crying. It made me want to go out and play basketball.
Okay. I thought it had it had no sad ending or nothing like that.
No. It had frustrating ending.
Frustrating ending.
Oh, not ending. Ending. Frustrating like time moments in there.
Yeah, yeah. Do you be
Adam
watching
Sandler
movies?
Get screwed up.
Be honest. Do you ever watch movies and start crying?
Absolutely. I ain't gonna lie.
Which the last movie made you cry?
The last movie I cried. It was a Korean movie. It was a Korean drama.
And what was it based on?
It's a fantasy. It's like the Korean movie. It was with I don't even know these Korean actors' names too. Yeah. But it's called The Guardian.
Okay.
And he's basically the goblin, but in a good way.
He's a goblin.
Like, he can't die.
So you be crying, bro. You be crying over fairy tales.
He's eternally living.
You gotta cry over real Earth, movies, bro.
But he helps me, like, you know, he goes around helping people, you know.
So you cry over fairy tales.
Yeah, it was basically a fairy tale. I never thought that I would.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I remember I was just flipping to Netflix and I was just bored and I was like, let me just start watching this. Next thing you know, I'm watching the whole thing. Next thing you know, I'm like, I'm calling my daughter. Did you see the show? Oh, yeah, my God. My daughter's like, man up.
Damn. See, your old daughter told you to man up, bro.
My daughter be like, what up, Dad? You're supposed to be from the hood and everything. Yeah, y'all crying.
From LA, like, you cried over a fairy tale.
Yourself. I was like, keep it to yourself. Yeah. No, speaking about the hood.
Yeah.
I've been having debates with other people, and in fact, right before the show, I was downstairs talking to AZ. Shout out to Aziz.
Aziz.
We call him AZ because from the beginning to the end, he got you back.
Shout out to Aziz. Yeah.
Aziz was like saying, like, he was with a group of friends, and he was like, out of nowhere, he never talked about this, but he was like, you know what I love about myself? He's like, I'm not smart, but I'm smart enough. And
yes,
I exactly knew, automatically knew what he was talking about when he was talking about that. Because when I was in the military, and I know you don't like it when I talk about the military, but that is a part of who I was.
Yes.
When I was in the military, we used to have some military officers who, commissioned officers, you know, who went to college. Yeah, they have college education.
Yes.
They went to West Point, you know, they're all like, they think they're all high and mighty.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like, are you going to save my life if we go to war? They're dumb.
They don't have it in them.
They're dumb as a rock. It was not that they having them.
They don't know because I agree with that.
There's book smarts.
Street smarts.
Exactly.
And I agree with you, bro. I think street smarts.
Huge difference, though.
Huge difference because street smarts, you learn the ability to adapt.
Yeah.
Book smarts, you stuck in that book. You know what I mean? What you learned in that book probably been written in 1980.
Yeah.
The world is changing. You know what I mean? So that's why I think, I don't know if it was Elon Musk, one of these guys said, and even though he's very controversial, I don't agree with everything he said.
Yeah.
But he mentioned something about that, something to the effect that a degree doesn't make you smart. A degree doesn't mean you're smart. A degree means that you went to school, you got the degree, but doesn't mean you're a smart person.
Yeah.
Or doesn't mean you're an intelligent person. You just was able to pass to get you the degree.
Mm-hmm.
But street smarts, it takes a certain, street smarts, you can adapt to anything.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid from Dubai. He doesn't have no education. So when you see him build Dubai from the desert, this is so-called what he learned by surviving the desert.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like how an Arab and survived the desert for years ago, they would know, they can pick up a plant and know this plant had water in it. This is what we call street smarts.
Yeah.
So I would go with street smarts over book smarts any
Absolutely.
Day. Any day. Like,
any
for
day.
Example, Joker would have a gun to his head and he'd be like, oh, I didn't learn this on page 59.
Yeah,
what do I
right?
do? But street smarts, we know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, because I go through that in my work too, you know? Like,
yeah.
They some promotions I can't get because I don't have college.
Yeah.
I don't have a college degree. But then I see the person who's in that position and he's dumb as a rock. It's like,
yeah.
I'm doing his job better than he is.
Yes.
But yet you won't
promote
me because...
You was able to pass the test. I look at it like when they have degrees, nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with going to get an education. You know, I still listen to my kids to go get your education,
absolutely.
Get a degree.
It is important.
It's important. It will help, but it's not the main thing.
It's not the...
Don't think your degree is going to be... was going to be your lifesaver. You might be able to open that door. But what you're going to do when something changes, look how fast the world is changing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Look how the world is changing fast. You would have never known.
And you're reading a textbook from like 20 years ago, you know.
Exactly.
That's changing 20 years.
What's this guy named from, I was watching this YouTuber the other day. You probably know him better than me. He, Adam something. Adam 22? There's a YouTuber. He's a white American dude, YouTuber. He interviewed a lot of rappers and stuff like that. And I think his name Adam West or Adam 22. I forget.
I can't remember. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
This guy said he make $1 million off of his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So the world is changing. So that degree, a degree that used to get you $1 million, is probably going to cost you so much money to finish school to get that degree. Now the world changed so drastically that it changed so quickly that a YouTuber is making money that a doctor can make. And he didn't go to school for it. He just happened to, he's a podcaster.
Yeah.
He just happened to open up a podcast, have good topics. Now he's making $1 million a year. So don't be stuck on degree. It's good to have these degrees. It's good to, you know, good to educate yourselves. It might open doors for you.
Yeah.
But the world is changing.
But you know
what I mean?
You know, there's more people with degrees. There's more Harvard grads who are jobless.
Hmm.
And there's people who never even went to college who are millionaires.
Yeah. I believe so, yeah, they say
only because you're good in, school isn't everything.
Exactly. Many of the billionaires mm-hmm. that we know, high college dropout, they never had university degrees. You know what I mean? But
like the owner of Facebook, he was in college, but then he dropped out because he created Facebook.
Because this is a grit that you have that. We call it street smarts.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You need to know when to put the book to the side and go with your intellect or your.
Sometimes you have to go with your gut.
Your gut. You got to say, man, my gut's going to tell me that this is. This is going to tell me that this is going to make money.
Because if you have book smart, it means that you're letting a book think for you.
And that's why I respect entrepreneurs. Yes. You know what I mean? Because with entrepreneurs, you got to know when to. You got to know when to make a right move.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You got to know when to make the right move.
When to risk it, when not to be afraid.
Even if you fail. Like Starbucks, a lot of people don't know, the owners of Starbucks got turned away 260 times.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Starbucks right now, the biggest coffee chain in the world, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks, when they had this idea, they went to investors. 260 investors told them your idea would not work. They never gave up, bro. How many times we go with an idea and somebody tell us one time, we scrap it, we lose hope.
And then I'll be like, hey, Moo, I'm not doing this anymore.
I ain't doing this no
I'm
more.
I'm done.
So an entrepreneur, you got to have that. I would say the owner of Starbucks, they had a street smart to know our idea is dope. We're not going to give up. We're going to keep trying.
Absolutely.
But if they would have went by the books, they would have said, well, this investor said it costs this. Our idea costs this. It's not going to work. Yeah. Let's give up.
Let's just let it go.
But they never gave up. You know what I
absolutely,
mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what's up, bro? I think that's it, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean.
Huh?
I said
street
what
smart,
I said what I want to say.
Us, our street smarts are telling us we finished for the day.
Yeah, I said what I want to say. But yeah, aside from that.
For sure, bro.
Everything's good.
Taking it easy.
We got some vacations coming along.
We got some vacations. We got to run away from this heat, bro.
Yeah.
This Saudi heat have you saying no problem, bro. I gotta go.
It ain't no joke.
I'll be ready to jump in the sand, hoping there's water under it.
All right.
I'm ready to swim. I'm just gonna jump.
Or thinking that it's gonna be actually cooler in the sand.
Cooler
because
in the sand.
The sun's
bro.
Not hitting it.
Bury my head in the sand.
Yeah, right.
Bro. But everybody stay safe out there. Drink lots of water. Stay hydrated because this is real. You know what I mean? This is real.
Even when even when it's cold, you should always stay hydrated because you can still get dehydrated even though it's cold.
Yeah,
only because you're not sweating doesn't mean you can't get dehydrated. So
so stay hydrated. Stay safe. Out there, stay healthy. Stay healthy.
Be kind. Pass it forward. Copy Q because that's what Moo's doing.
He usually copied me, so I had to copy him this time.
Yeah, but all right, we out. Thank you for watching and stay tuned. We got some big things coming up.
Big things.
We out.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Manscaped. Stay fresh. Clean start. Head to toe, finishing touch, extra refinement. Bro, what did you bring me, man?
Man.
What is this?
All right, so the support for Moo2Q is brought to you by Manscaped.
Okay.
All right, Manscaped, they are the men's grooming champions of the world. Not just the city, Craig, the world.
The world?
That's one of my favorite lines.
Wow, so you really mean the world.
Yeah. Manscaped, because what they do is they offer a precision engineered
dope
grooming technology.
But I like to look rough, man. I don't touch my beard. I like to look a little rough.
What about
from the
neck down, though?
Oh, yeah, from the neck down, we got to stay smooth.
Like when you
man.
Take your shirt off, it's going to look like you
got to
you know?
Be smooth, man. You know what I mean?
Some people are like that, you know what you And I like to feel silky smooth, you know?
Silky smooth, huh?
You know, like.
Silky smooth?
Yeah, just for me. Just for me, you know?
Dope.
The way I feel, like, I want to be silky smooth from the neck down. So
I'm going to give it a try then. I'm going to give it a try, man.
So what it comes with is this set is a special thing. Now, they just started in UAE.
Okay.
They just launched in the UAE, and this is the fourth generation of trimmers.
Okay.
Right? And the lawnmower 4.0. Mm. 4.0. Mm. Which means there's been many, many versions before that, but this is a 4.0.
Dope.
This one is... Dude, look at that. That looks...
Yeah, that looks dope.
That looks pretty...
That looks dope.
I think Manscaped is the Rolex of men's grooming.
Wow. Say no more.
Not Casio.
Say no more. I'm buying.
Rolex.
I'm in.
Okay, order. So this is the
give me your credit card. I'm ordering today.
Yeah. Yeah, so that it comes with this. The
nice.
We call this the weed whacker.
The weed whacker.
Okay. You know, because some people, they'll be having like...
Just for the nose and the hair.
I mean, the hair trimming in the ear. Man, yeah. I'll be seeing some people's ears and I'm like, dang.
Yeah, you know, my grandfather from Cuba, he kind of had like that afro coming out of his ears.
Yeah, right?
And I'm actually following suit.
I call it the Allen Iverson ear.
I'm right behind him, so I'm glad that...
Yeah. But then, no, this... Honestly, the way it looks...
Even the way that it's modern, the weed whacker.
Yeah, the weed whacker.
That's dope right there.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got in this box?
So the box comes with like, you know, like...
Can I see?
The Crop Reviver.
The Crop Reviver, okay. Right?
It's toner.
Dope.
Yeah. And then you got the Crop Preserver.
The Crop Preserver.
Let which is deodorant, not only for your armpits, but everywhere else, you know?
Dope.
Yeah.
What else we got in that box?
And here's the amazing part. Look how slick and slim that is. Honestly, when I first got this, I was like, where do I charge this at?
Facts.
But it comes with like a little charging dock that you just put it on and it charges it. Like the technology. I'm like, this got to be made by Koreans. My people had to make this.
Nice.
As nice as it looked, I know my people
check that out, man.
Yeah,
that looked
dope. Nice. Camera's over there.
I try to play it off. Look, I did it slow. Yeah. Look, well, actually, it's three cameras in this room. Yeah. Korean. Korean try to make us look like we don't make... It's a camera there, no, and it's a camera there. Say the camera recording is over there. So... Now, but you saw me try to play it off. When you said that, I did like this.
Yeah,
I was smooth with it. Smooth as Manscaped.
So this upgraded trimmer, right? This upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function on and off switch.
Okay.
So like you can actually travel with this. So if you click it three times,
yes,
it won't turn on while it's in the bag.
Dope, that's what's good about this.
Right? Manscaped. And that name, man. They got it with the name.
Yeah, they doing their
marketing,
man.
Marketing is amazing.
I'm going to try it out.
Yeah. So, and then it's wireless charging too, by the way.
Wow.
Did I mention the wireless charging? Did you mention that? The weed whacker and the lawnmower. This is called lawnmower.
Lawnmower.
4.0.
The names are killing me, bro.
Yeah, right.
Check them out. Y'all see it. We over here with it. Check it out.
Here's the best part of this.
Okay.
You get a 20% discount
if
they use the code. Mutu-Q.
Mutu-Q, get your 20% discount.
20% discount when you use Mutu-Q at manscaped.com.
Manscaped.com.
And for our Saudi viewers, they just launched in UAE, which means they could deliver here tomorrow.
One day.
Bukra.
One day delivery. Bukra.
Right? That's tomorrow.
Bukra.
Right?
Bukra. He said Bukra. Did he just curse in Arabic?
Bukra.
Bukra. But I think he might have just cursed himself in Arabic.
No, I meant tomorrow. Bukra.
Bukra.